hey, everybody. All right, so what do we have today? Today, we have some final resting places, objects, items, holders, containsters. So here's what we've got. There are some pretty unusual ways. To kind of be remembered, remember yourself. All right, these are some urns that you can put your ashes in. Okay. So here's a starter for one thing. Like, okay, you don't want to just get a box, right? You don't want to get a fucking coffee can. Like, well, we all got this, saw the Big Lebowski. Very funny. But here's one option. You can have your ashes put inside a stuffed teddy bear. It looks like on the foot, it says forever in my heart. That just seems like a recipe to have a bear come to life and kill you in the night. If I've ever heard one, which I have, and it's putting your ashes into a fucking teddy bear. Also, it makes me wonder now, like, if I ever bought a teddy bear secondhand for some reason, I'd have to cut it open and make sure there were no fucking ashes inside. Let's see, we've got a digital frame here. That one doesn't seem so bad, I guess. I don't know. Seems a little tacky to me somehow. Digital frames always seem tacky, and I don't know why. But hey, you know what? I said that was tacky. The next option here is like a handbag, basically a knockoff Coach bag or something, which is like, why wouldn't you just buy the fucking, buy the handbag, I guess, and put the ashes in there. You know what I mean? Why get this half-assed one? Now, this one I like. This one is like a little sort of a ghost figurine, I guess, that you could just put your ashes into. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of fun. You know, you could break it out every Halloween. Like, maybe if you put yours inside a little pumpkin or something, one of those plastic pumpkins, you could be like, oh, now I can sort of, you know, you can be around every Halloween. Now, here is a Kiss urn. You know, the band Kiss. They're pictured on the front. It says Kiss. And lots of flames and stuff. Which brings up the existence of the Kiss casket. Now, that's spelled with a K. Casket with a K, by the way. And, you know, I'd seen this before, but wasn't sure it was real. However, it turns out you may know our good friend Dimebag Darrell from Cowboys from Hell, Pantera, who was shot on stage in 2004. Wow, it's been like fucking 12 years. That's crazy. So he's dead, right? And he was buried in a Kiss casket, which was requested in his will. Here's a quote from Gene Simmons. There were a limited number made, and I sent mine to the family of Dimebag Darrell. He requested in his will to be buried in a Kiss casket as he sort of learned his rock and roll roots by listening to us for some strange reason. Which is such a weird, like, isn't that a strange way of saying, like, oh, this guy was nice enough to want to be buried. And so I guess now am I to understand that Gene Simmons won't be buried in a Kiss casket? Now, a Kiss casket looks kind of like a normal casket, but it's black. On the top are pictures of the members of Kiss. On the side, it's Kiss Forever with a bunch of lightning, and there's like a crowd, you know, like, oh my God, you guys are awesome. Speaking of which, Dimebag Darrell's grave marker is pretty fucking awesome, actually. It's him. There's like guitars and stuff. He came to rock and rock like no other. With the heart twice the size of Texas, our beloved brother, companion, mentor, idol, and friend, we love you, Dime, until we meet again. And it's got flames and a guitar. I mean, it's definitely one of the cooler gravestones, right? So Kiss casket, that's a real fucking thing that you could just do. Why would you do it? I don't know. Let's see what else we've got. Oh, there's a Star Trek one. It's kind of just this Star Trek box, I guess. I might not know quite enough about Star Trek to understand. But I guess you could put the Stardate on there. It's got the Star Trek logo. They've had a couple different Star Trek urns, and I think there was also actually, there's the Kiss coffin, there's also a Star Trek coffin. So for some reason, Star Trek is like cashing in an area. This is like one of the few areas that Star Trek is like, fuck Star Wars, we got this. You could have your ashes put into an hourglass. That would be weird. It'd be weird for me since I, you know, kind of ironic, I guess, since I was always late. Also, that would be a weird way to be like, okay, I'm going to make sure this chili's done. I will turn over the ashes of my dead friend, relative, whatever. Now, here's one. You can have your ashes put in this wooden beer bottle that you have sort of wood burned in with a phrase so that you know, it says, raise a glass to Andrew, gone but not forgotten. Now, this one I looked at, and it's actually not super expensive. Like, I think it's like $30. So that's an option. You can have a weird wheelbarrow-looking thing. I don't say I get that. Now, here is a good one. Okay? You want to have your ashes done. You want to have your ashes still be involved in your partner's life? Why not get your ashes put into a dildo? Give me 400 good reasons why not. The ultimate weird thing to do with your ashes. You can have them put into a tree. So basically it's like, I don't know, the growth medium for a big tree, and then you turn into a tree. Now you can have a 3D printed picture of your head, right? Now for some reason the sample version of this is Barack Obama. The likeness is okay. I wouldn't call it great. And the mounting on the panel it's on looks like shit. But so that's a weird thing you could do. A weird, horrible idea. You know, martini glass, some other shit like that. So thinking about this got me thinking about what am I going to put my ashes in? You know, what do I want done with my remains? And I figured it out. I want my ashes to go inside a toy. The Beetlejuice Vanishing Vault. Let's see if we can find a commercial for it here. Here we go.
Yo, Adam, check out my great new house, the Vanishing Vault.
Scary.
Each sold separately.
Just lie down inside and say,
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Even small, I'm scary.
Boo.
Ah! Oh, there's Otho.
Back to normal.
Beetlejuice.
Let me try it.
Beetlejuice, where'd he go? And that's why they call it the Vanishing Vault. Welcome back. So how was the vault?
I lost my head over it.
Ah!
Beetlejuice Vanishing Vault comes with micro figure. Other figures sold separately.
It's so weird they sold so many toys based on this. So there you go. Beetlejuice Vanishing Vault. I did the math. I found a website where you can kind of like convert your current size into ash size. And I think that actually I would mostly fit in the vault. And whatever doesn't, you know, just, I don't know, fucking let it blow out the window or whatever. And there you go. I think that's, I think that covers it. I don't know if that's the weirdest option, honestly. I think it's a pretty good option. The Vanishing Vault is good. I would recommend getting a new mint in box if you can. They're not expensive at this time. I guess I should get this before I die, right? This should be like a life mission for me. And just so that it's prepared for the time. So I guess I'll get on that. All right. See you guys tomorrow.